Let's look now at the economics of hosting the games. Russia has spent about $50 billion in Sochi on everything from construction to security. Lots of security. These are the most expensive games in history. Countries often justify the Olympic-sized price tags by saying the investment pays off in increased business and tourism. So we've sent two correspondents in London and Athens to look into whether those claims are true.
This is Ari Shapiro outside of the Olympic Park in London.
And this is Joanna Kakissis outside the main Olympic complex in Athens.
Well, the complex you're standing in front of in Athens is 10 years old. The one I'm in front of in London is just over 1 year old. So I imagine yours is in a very different place than the one here.
Well, it's mostly bare, mostly quiet. There's a guy selling souvlaki outside the front entrance, but the buildings are rusty, pretty empty, and it's a little bleak.
It's the complete opposite here. It's an anthill of activity with a huge shopping mall, a lot of construction cranes retrofitting the stadium from the 2012 games, and housing that was used for athletes and is now high-end apartments, condos, and even student housing.
Wow, I'm jealous. Sounds great. This is in some ways a cautionary tale of what could happen. Right after the games, everything's great, but then after 5-10 years, you know, it's a different picture.
Τα πάντα έχουν σπάσει χωρίς να μπορέσουν να τα έχουν αποκαταστήσει.
Hadi Zourifidis is bicycling with his 11-year-old son around the stadium. Everything has broken apart and no one bothers to fix it, he says. The water in the reflecting pool is dirty. All these expensive structures are just rotting before our eyes as time passes.
Here in London, the games are still so recent that there's a lot of positive feeling and a lot of unanswered questions.
My name's Gareth A. Davis. I'm a sports writer and a broadcaster in the UK. We're standing now in a place where a year and a half ago was the most amazing experience, certainly of my career.
Do you think 20 years from now people will see this as a place that was worth the $15 billion it took to host the Olympics?
Yes, I do. And I think one of the knee-jerk reactions has been, were the billions of pounds worth it? You know, will we be left with a load of white elephants?
Yes, you will, say most economists who study the Olympics. Andy Zimbalist is a professor at Smith College.
Most countries end up with a lot of debt, a lot of white elephants, and quite a bit of infrastructure investment that is not ideal for the type of development needs that the city has.
Zimbalist says this is a direct result of the way Olympic bidding works. The International Olympic Committee pits one city against another. In each city, construction and architecture firms that stand to profit from the games push local leaders to make higher bids and more ambitious plans.
And so you have cities putting out their enormously complicated and elaborate plans to do everything and more that the IOC ever asked for. And so the cards are stacked against any host city.
It sounds like it's usually pretty frenzied. It doesn't sound like ideal conditions for urban planning, especially sometimes on a mass scale. Is that true?
It's absolutely true, and it's a major issue here. And somehow it happens almost every single cycle.
The one exception every economist points to is Los Angeles 1984. That's because no other city bid to host the games that year, so LA hardly needed any special construction.
Okay, so the facilities might sit empty after the games, but what about the publicity boost? 3 weeks in the global spotlight must help a city with tourism and international business, right? Alan Sanderson of the University of Chicago investigated that question. He and a student compared Atlanta, which hosted the Olympics, to Charlotte, which did not. They pitted Olympic City Barcelona against Madrid and matched up Sydney, Australia against Melbourne.
We couldn't find any difference in terms of building permits, tourism, anything, either before or after. If you masked the name of the cities, you wouldn't be able to tell which of these two cities had the Olympics and which did not.
Does that mean cities should stop competing to host the Olympics? Not at all, says Sanderson. It just means they should stop arguing that the games make economic sense.
We do lots of things that don't turn a profit. We own dogs. We have boats. Those things both lose lots of money, but we know it.
We do it because we enjoy it.
So cities, go ahead and host the Olympics. It's a great party.
It's just a terrible investment. I'm Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
And for NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.